Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Brady.
And we don't know what we're talking about tonight. So, just a quick disclaimer, we filmed tonight's episode and next week's episode out of order, thinking that next week's episode, how do I make this make sense? We recorded it thinking this will come out before Christmas, like so, right before Christmas, yeah, and then we were like, oh, we still have one more week to fill, but that one seems like it should be the Christmas special, if you will. I just thought of a title. Perfect. Anyway, these are recorded differently. So here's your warning now. I'll try to remember to put a warning in the next week's episode, but just if you're confused, I don't know. Brady said I needed to mention something.
Well, so. Because we talk about on that other episode, like, I can't remember, we said something.
I think I talked about Brother McCade's birthday, but that could have been in the last one.
Yeah, I don't remember, but there's something in the episode. If you're listening to this after the other one, then you're probably like, yeah, you said this.
Yeah.
You schmuck.
And if you're listening to this after the last one, that means that I did not do my editing like I was supposed to, and they came out in the wrong order, so. Alright, so we had a couple different ideas of what to do for tonight's episode. Brady had a suggestion which confused me. So the first half is probably going to be us exploring the two sides to his question, the way he meant it and the way I took it. Maybe, because that could get a little dark and depressing. And then the second half is I'm going to go on a little elf rant. So, Brady, would you like to shoot off with what your questions were?
Yeah, so I had mentioned this had happened because I was sitting on the couch playing
Batman,
Gotham Knights, not Batman because he's dead in this game, but...
Ooh, spoilers.
Spoilers. It's literally the first thing that happens, but... It's the whole trailer. Anyways, so I was playing it and then my daughter wanted to play it. So I let her play it and she's flip flying around and doing all this stuff. And I was just like, geez, I remember when I was a kid, all we had was like when I was her age, we probably had a Nintendo. Then we had Super Nintendo came out when I was still pretty young. But I don't know. It was just funny watching her play and thinking, man, that's like, it's really come a long way since the days of me being, you know, playing Super Mario with my brothers and all those Super Nintendo games that we had. We had Spider-Man and stuff like that. And so I just like, my thought was, what, like, is Christmas like that much different? Like, is their Christmas better than ours because of all of the new technological stuff? Like, I remember I got, like, a TV when I was a kid. And I remember thinking, man, this TV is so expensive. I'm like, can't believe Santa made this for me and stuff. You know, like, a TV is like a luxury and whatever. And now I'm like, you can buy a TV for like $100. You know, like, it's nothing... It's nothing crazy, but at the same time, I'm like, it's pretty, like, you know, like, we don't want to go overboard, like, but the kids are, like, spoiled with technology. But my thought, sorry, that was a long way to intro this, is like, are there Christmases better than ours were, you know, because of all the new stuff, because of all the new technology, because of whatever. And then it was kind of gonna be me leaning more into my own childhood Christmases and not so much into like what's happening now. But then
Well, let me defend myself. Before I sound like a complete dumbass, let's just say, for those who don't have kids, that a lot of our conversation is very unfinished, very... I mean, if I could sum up our marriage in one word, it would just be miscommunication. And so, Brady just... I can't remember your exact wording, but it was something along the lines of, like, is Christmas better now or then?
Yeah, like, I didn't really explain what I was thinking. I just kind of explained, like, hey, this is what I'm thinking for a podcast idea for Christmas. And I just kind of gave you the gist of it, but I didn't, like, explain it.
Right, so, I will say I did think of both, like, oh, does he mean, is Christmas better now as an adult versus when I was a kid, or is Christmas better for my kids than it was for me as a kid? So I did think of both avenues, but, yeah. So that's me defending myself, is that you just mentioned it, not, and then, I don't know what happened, probably one of the kids said something.
Well, I
feel like you said this to me and then left the house either for work or take the kid to school or something, but...
It was probably taking the kid to school, and then it might have been when I went to go donate plasma, and it was the first time in a long time, so it took...
Hours.
It took hours. It took all morning.
Yeah, so, before everyone calls me a dumbass, there's my excuse. So, anyway, Brady, you can kick off, say what you want to say, ask me questions, I don't know.
Well...
We're just here to have a good time tonight.
Yeah, so... I'm going to start off by saying I think, I don't know, personally, as my personality and the way I was as a kid and the way I am as an adult, it's not so much like what I got as much as the whole Christmas experience. Because there was years I remember where I asked for things that I didn't get. And it wasn't like the end of the world. It was just like, huh, that kind of sucked. But it, you know, at the same time as an adult now, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I was a freaking 10-year-old kid asking for a, you know, $1,000 dirt bike. Like, of course I didn't get it. Of course I didn't get it. And then there was other times where I, like, because I think I said this in the other episode, I'm going through home videos right now, and
you need to finish those. You got 2 weeks left.
Well, I only have one more that I can do, and then I can't do any more because I don't have a converter. But I might be able to work around it. Anyways, so I was just going through, and I'm like, you know what? Like, it wasn't anything crazy. Like, the one I just did was 1993. So I would have been 5.
I would have almost been 1.
No, I would have been 4 then, because like 88. I
mean, you could have just turned 5. 90,
91, 92.
Yeah, you just turned 5. Right?
Yeah.
Math is weird.
So you would have been almost
2. Almost 2? Almost 2? No, because I was born in 92.
Yeah, this was 93, the end of 93.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it would have been almost near. So you'd have been almost.
A dumbass.
No, you're good. But I was like looking at it, and you know, I got this tent. Like, I got a bunch of different shit in there. And it was all. Like, I was happy as a freaking cucumber. Happy as a clam?
Sure.
Cool as a cucumber. As happy as a clam. And I got this little Batmobile tent, and it was literally like, I don't know what that's called, but it's like pole.
Like a pop-up tent?
Yeah. It's similar, but this was before the technology of pop-up tents. You had to put poles in holes.
Oh, is that not?
And, like, build it.
PVC
tent? Yeah, it was like a PVC tent. And Man, I freaking love that thing. Like, I still look back and I'm like, oh, that thing's so cool. Like, it was way awesome watching the video and showing the girls and saying, hey, look at this cool tent I got. And man, we played the shit out of that. And then I got, I think I said on the other episode, because I remember saying this and stumbling, Scalextric cars.
That was the year you got him.
Yeah, the kind where you just pull the, you pull the trigger, and on the video, you can hear me, my dad's videotaping me, and I just open it and I look at it and I go, I didn't want this. And my dad's like, well, maybe he meant to give it to your brother. Why don't you go give it to him? And I was like, no, it's okay, I'll have it. And I'm just like it's embarrassing as an adult to watch. But then later, like in the video, like I didn't know what it was the problem. And later in the video, it's me and my brother playing on it and just like having races, and I'm like, this thing's so freaking cool. But it, like, it's funny because there weren't anything crazy. Like, this was a Christmas before technology. Like, yeah, I was 5. So it wasn't like, oh, all this crazy shit's going on. Like, we got this super advanced video game system, blah blah blah. It's like, no, I just had a tent and a little racetrack that you pull the trigger on. And I'm like, all right, that's what it is. It's pretty dope. But I look now and, spoilers, but I have a PlayStation 5 is what I'm getting for Christmas, and I'm like super pumped, but at the same time I'm like, am I any more pumped than I was as a kid? Because, like, I remember getting a PlayStation 2 and being, like, out of my mind. I was like, I can't freaking believe I got this. Oh, my heck. And I'm just like, like, does the advancement in technology make it better? And I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's the same but different. Like, this year we haven't really got our kids anything that's technology,
I don't think we did get them anything technology.
Yeah, like we got them really simple stuff, like stuff that they want, but it's like, Barbies and race cars and stuff like
You
that.
got a
And
race car.
well, the little one bought one for the big one, 3 race cars.
Oh, huh, yeah. I
But
forgot. Sorry.
no, you're good.
I
So,
wouldn't have classified those as race cars, but
yeah,
I
well,
also keep forgetting they're in cars. I keep thinking they're the characters themselves,
yeah.
but
And then the other day we found out our 2-year-old had told her dance teacher that
they do this every year.
she wanted for Christmas was a kickball. And, like, first time she's ever said kickball. And so I don't know. I just look at it and I go, you know what? Like, looking at the toys I had then and the stuff the kids have now, I don't think it's any different. Like, I think, not to be an old man, but it's a lot less personal kind of thing. Like, I feel like once kids got cell phones and everything, it was less like when you were a kid, I literally would wake up, open presents, and then we'd spend the rest of the day driving around and looking at what, like, our cousins got and everything. And now it's like you can literally text somebody and text them pictures. Like, you don't have to go to anybody's house. You really don't. Like, you just go, oh, what did you get? Oh, send me a picture. Or,
Well, if I may cut in, I don't know if you're done with your thought.
you can go.
I think it's the magic of Christmas. I think that's what makes it special. I really don't like, not to sound like a who of Whoville, but I think it's 'cause I'm gonna touch on this in the next episode, but I really truly think it's the magic. I mean, I mentioned in the next episode that like I would look at my clothes. I always got clothes. I always got a Sunday dress. I always got like some
For the
new
next
clothes.
half of the episode. Do you want to do a whole episode on it or just like half of this one?
The next one that we recorded, that's gonna come out
Oh,
next
okay.
week.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Jeez. I'm confused now, sorry. I would look at my clothes that I got from Santa, and I would just stare at the clothes and just be like, Mrs. Claus knitted these for me. And just like, just so, felt so loved and so happy and so warm that someone made me clothes. And that was so kind of her. And I mentioned that I didn't say this on the episode, but we were wrapping Christmas gifts last night. And I was telling Brady that my Santa didn't write to Amanda from Santa on tags. It just was my name written in Sharpie on the box, just like big. Or my siblings. And I remember as like a younger girl, like I would just stare at it and just be like, it's Santa's handwriting. He wrote my name. Like, it was as cool as like getting an autograph from the Spice Girls at the time, you know, like, I just like in, I was the opposite of you. In fact, I remember your dad asking me this, one of our first years married, cause I feel like it's a yearly tradition. Everyone has to ask why I don't like the holiday. And your dad asked, what present didn't you get to make you hate it? And I was like, quite the opposite, my good sir. I got two of every gift. Got at my mom's house and my dad's house, you know? So, and again, like, it was cool getting stuff, but I think for me it was less getting my favorite toys and more just like, I don't know. And then maybe this can psychologically track to my childhood and how shit my Christmas was. I was laughing because, well, I'll finish my thought and then I'll come back to that other thought. But, so I guess for me, it was just more that someone knew me and cared about me, you know? Maybe that's an early sign of daddy issues. I don't know. But, no, just to go back, because I told Makeda I wasn't going to say I hate Christmas in every episode, but I think it's clear how I feel about the holiday, and I've made it clear it's, I haven't had the best, like, you know, I hate saying I had a bad childhood, but it is just strange, you know, like, we're working on that right now, but, so when we were, like, preparing for this episode, Brady kind of mentioned, like, well, I don't want you to go off, like, he's like, I want to talk about how our childhood Christmases were, but I don't want you to go off on how much yours sucked, because we're trying to keep it uplifting and whatever. And so when you mentioned that you were 5 and I was turning 2, I was in my head like, oh, this is near the end of my parents' marriage. This is like, I'm not sure when they got divorced. Heather keeps that secret. I was either 18 months or 2 years, but she met my dad, my now dad, my adopted father, and was married by June. And I know they had a very fast engagement, which was, you know, someone coming out of a shitty marriage, just like jumping into another marriage. I'm like, okay, well, like, that doesn't make sense, but whatever. It's worked out. They're still married. He's a good guy. So yeah, that just made me laugh. Cause we're like, we're not going to talk about your childhood, cause we don't want to depress people. And then as you're talking about this one memorable Christmas for you, I'm like, oh, this is a time of divorce in my house. So, sorry, did I bring the mood down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, continue with your story, please.
No, it's just, it's funny because I look at it and I'm like, all this stuff that I'm doing for my kids, and I'm like, I probably don't have to go through as much effort as I am, you know what I mean, to do all this stuff, like, they'd probably be happy with half as much of me doing what I'm doing. And I'm kind of like, you know what? I like my whole goal, like our whole goal that we've talked about is like making Christmas memorable. And even like this year, we just finished everything and I'm like stressed about money and stressed about, you know, everything. And I'm just like, looking under the Christmas tree and I just see all of our presents and knowing what we have and, you know, just kind of be like, you know what? It's like, it's going to be worth it. Our kids are going to love it. Our kids are going to be happy. They're going to have a good Christmas. Like, yeah, we probably didn't need to do as much as we've done, but it's going to be worth it, because I think I want to say your favorite part of, like, because we record all of our Christmases, you know, like I'm sure most people do. And I want to say your favorite part is the very first. Like, as soon as they walk in and they see their present pile or whatever, you know, because we kind of do ours different. We put them in little train cars that you've made. And so they come in and see their train cars full of Santa's presents. And I was saying this to you before, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but I'm like, you do stuff so much different than my family, but it's not like any worse. Like, my family, we never put out our Christmas presents under the tree. Like my parents would buy us Christmas presents, you know, but we wouldn't see them as children until Christmas morning. Like, that was when we would see the presents from my parents.
Quick question, and I don't know if I should say this for off air, but I just remember back to our first Christmas together when we spent the night at your mother's, and your sister was like, I'm not gonna get into this the whole dirty details, but she hadn't wrapped her Christmas presents yet. And so that night for me was spent staying awake till 3 a.m. wrapping my niece and nephew's Christmas presents. So do you think that's maybe a tradition she got from your mom? Like, do you think your parents just didn't wrap anything until Christmas Eve and that's why they didn't put them out? Or do you think it was more like, oh, well, if we leave them out, someone's gonna be a Snoopy
Well,
and and peek, so we might as well just hide them until Christmas Day.
From what it sounds like to me, is the way that other people did it is they would take their presents and they'd put them at other people's house. Because
Your mom would, or just.
I'm assuming my mom. I know my sister, because the one day I was kind of bitching. I was like, I'm like, man, I'm really running out of room. We're gonna just start wrapping presents and putting them under the tree. And my sister goes, well, you're supposed to take them to your in-laws or somebody's
Which
house.
sister, your oldest or
My
youngest?
oldest.
Oh.
You take it to somebody's house and you leave it at their house until it's like Christmas Eve, and then you get them and take them home or whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, I don't know. Like, everybody has their own way of doing it. And I'm just like looking at the tree right now, and we have all these presents. And I'm like, you know what? This looks good. This feels good. I like it.
Yeah,
Like,
because.
my fear originally was, we have young children. Somebody's gonna open it. We have had one close call.
It was an adorable close call, though.
Was a cute close call. And it was a complete good, like, it was a misunderstanding. And I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, there's that. We had a cousin that would try to open her presents when she was, I don't remember how old she was, but her dad was like, no, you can't open your presents. I'm gonna hide them. Right? I think he did take them and like put them in the closet or something.
Is this my cousin?
Yeah.
And she threatened to stab him in the
And she,
face of the
yeah,
fork.
she said she was gonna stab her dad in the face with the fork. And I'm like, oh, all right. But no, I look at it and I go, you know what? I like this. Like, it's not as much of a surprise, because I think that was the thing with mine, is like, it was always a surprise. I didn't know how many gifts my parents gave me. I just kind of knew like what Santa was gonna give me, but I didn't know what my parents were gonna give me. And so that,
Oh.
then I would find out like that morning, you know.
So, is there one you prefer over the other? Because I know, like, your youngest sister has fake presents wrapped under her tree to make it look fuller. And I like the look because my mom has seasonal depression. Christmas is what gets her through the shit that is winter. So, she goes all's out, balls out for Christmas. So, for her, she wraps presents as soon as she can and shoves them under the tree to make it look fuller, to make it look nicer. She likes the Christmas aesthetic, like your sister, you know? Since I've made my cute little train car, it's not as much as a problem because it's wrapped around the front of our tree. So even when we don't have presents, it looks busy enough that you don't notice. But yeah, is there would you want to do it your mom's way? Like, did that feel more special to you to wake up and be like, holy shit, I got 5 from Santa and 6 from mom? Or do you not have a preference? Because I didn't know that people took them to their... Because I even think... I mean, I have a lot of memories blocked out. But, like, I think even at my dad's house, I think presents sat under the tree all year long. I could be mistaken, but...
All month long?
All month long, yeah.
Like, my mom would put... The only presents that she would put under our tree...
Were, like, the Christmas Eve.
Yeah, like the pajamas.
And you knew they're jammies, so you were like, I'm not even going to peek, because...
So well, you'd still, like, try, but it wasn't, like, anything crazy. You're just like, oh, pulling the edges and peeking and whatever, see, you know?
I was never that kid, but I would hold my present and, like, shake it and close my eyes and then just try my hardest to, like, what's in here? What's... Just to imagine up what was in there, like, shaking the box and feeling it and, like...
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I guess I psychically tried to read my gifts and you're a little Snoopy pulling the edges and looking in.
Yeah. And
I'm going to ask her next time we see her about that. Just if that's just the family tradition, that's what she did. Or if it was out of necessity, like, oh, Brady and his brothers just would have opened everything or snuck everything. So we just kept it hidden.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's like to each their own, I guess, you know, like, I like this. It feels special. I like watching, like, the girls come out and play with them.
Yeah, they made me probably, a tower today.
Probably more than they should. But at the same time, you're like, it's not a big deal because they're not, like, ruining anything. They haven't opened anything. Sorry, that was poking me, so I had to move it. But it's, like, it's nothing, like, it's not a big deal to them. You know, like, I think they really like having all the presents there. And it's kind of nice to get a look and be like, hey, this is, like, we have a full Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those big boxes are yours, though. At least two of the big, I think the only two big boxes are yours.
Yeah, two big boxes are mine, and then, like, some of the smallest ones are yours.
I would like to go through, I know, but you got me a shit ton this year. I haven't gotten you dick diddly.
I got you, like, 4 things. I didn't get you a shit ton.
You got me more than I should have gotten. I do want to go through and organize it and put, like, all of the bigs behind her train car, all the littles behind hers, and the babies behind his, you know, like, but then they come out, and like I said, they just, today they kept making towers out of mm-hmm. the gifts, and the baby, I keep calling her my baby, my middle was like, mom, I made you a tower, and then the big one would go and, like, rearrange it, and then the middle one would be like, aw, my tower.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't know your family did that. I mean, notice your mom does it now, but it's because we've always had a lot of babies in the family, so I thought it was, and she's always, you know, had her grandkids over, so I thought it was more out of, yeah, maybe, oh, babies are gonna get to it, so I don't have them out now.
Well, maybe it was, like, because we had 5 kids.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of harder because we had, like, 5 kids, so, and I remember with us, like, what we've done with our kids is we'll kind of set up their area in the middle of the room and, like, put their stuff down. But when I was a kid, we all had, like, spots. Like, the night before, we'd pick a spot. So, like, our one daughter would pick a spot on the corner of the one couch. And then I'd pick a, like, me and McCade were always, we always shared a couch.
I think you mean your sister picked a corner on the one couch. You said our one daughter.
No, I mean, if we did it, okay, at our house, that's how it would be.
All
right. But me and McCade would pick the one couch, the smaller couch. I think it's, what, it was love seat?
Yeah.
Aww. So we'd pick that, and it would, he'd be...
You guys have the best relationship. It makes me happy.
He'd be on one side, and I'd be on the other side. And, well, to be honest, it was kind of like, we usually got a lot of the same stuff.
Like my girls. Aww.
Like, me and my older brother didn't really ever do that. But me and McCade always, like, we always got the same. Like, kind of what you do with our girls. Yeah, me and, like, we'd get the same church outfits, the same ties, the same, you know, same stuff. But we, me and him would pick a couch. Like, he'd have one end and I'd have the other end. And then our other brother, our older brother would put, he had a spot by the fireplace where he would go. And then the girls were on the other end on the big couch. And It was just kind of like we all just kind of picked our spot, and then we wake up in the morning, and because we have a Christmas Eve party, right? And we would take whatever presents we got at our Christmas Eve party, and we would put them in that spot on the couch so that Santa would know who is where.
Okay.
And
Go on, sorry.
no, so that was kind of just what we would do. Like we'd go to that Christmas Eve party, come home, put our stuff in our spot, and then that was kind of how we pick and chose like where we were gonna be. And then we'd wake up and Santa's gifts would be put there, and he would usually load it up, so wouldn't even have room for the parent gifts. And so then we would open all of Santa's gifts, and then we would just go into, you know,
Regular gifts.
whatever my parents
I guess
gave us.
I didn't realize how much I monopolized our Christmas traditions. Because, and this is stupid that I'm now just thinking about it, but I just assumed everyone kind of did it in a similar fa- Well, okay, that's stupid to say because I know people did it different, but people who did it different were weird. Like my friend, their family didn't believe in Santa Claus, but they celebrated Christmas. But they woke up and they had to read the Bible, read the whole story of Christ, and his birth before they could open their presents and acknowledge Jesus is the reason for the season, which I don't hate that, but I don't think you're gonna get a kid to,
Yeah.
in sit and do that.
Well, it's like our kids, you know, because we're Mormons, so we still like tell the kids like, hey, this is what it's for, and they know, they can recite it to you, they can tell you, but at the same time, like, I'm not gonna be like,
You have to worship Jesus in this house or you're disowned.
well, yeah, it's just like you don't need to, I don't know.
So, because my childhood Christmas was kind of similar. So we didn't choose, we'd have a Christmas Eve party, but Santa wasn't there. I'm not sure if we would. I can't remember. It was kind of off and on with my grandma. Sometimes we'd get presents, sometimes we'd get them. Earlier in the year, she had a separate Christmas party, but we just woke up and Santa would kind of like we do with our kids now. When I was little, and it was just just me, and then it was just me and my brother, it would be just in the middle of the living room. This is Amanda's spot, and this is, her baby brother's spot. But then when more siblings came in, it was okay, everyone's on these couches, but it was Santa kind of assigned them. He just dropped a load wherever. I didn't necessarily pick a stock spot and put a stocking there. I just I ran down my stocking and my presents with my names on them would be there. One tradition I actually like is a woman. I don't think I would do this, at least not now with the younger kids. Maybe this is something we can do once everyone's out of the Santa phase. But one woman said that her kids. They don't write names on the Christmas presents. They just put a piece of wrapping paper in the stocking, and then whatever wrapping paper's in the stocking, that's what present pile is yours. So maybe that's something we can do with teenagers, because I thought that was pretty fun, but I don't think my kids would understand that at the moment.
I think I would have hated that.
Oh, okay, then we don't have to do it. I just thought it seemed fun, but So I guess to wrap up your two questions, if I could just add anything, my thought when you proposed this question to me was, at first, is my childhood Christmas better or worse than my kid's child Christmas now? And I would say I sure hope so. I definitely strive my hardest to make this such a fun holiday for them. I want them to grow up to be big elves like you and just absolutely love Christmas and love everything about it. And I gotta yawn on. Oh gosh. I'm sorry. Yeah, just how everyone is around this time of year, which is the best and everyone loves it. I want them to be like that. I want them to be so excited for Christmas and I want to leave such good memories that they go into adulthood with nothing but love for this holiday, So, who's childhood Christmas is better, mine or theirs? I hope theirs, because I'm striving very hard to make it so great for them. Coming from the kid that got two of everything, you know?
Yeah.
And then to your question of, because this is what really made me get stumped, was my childhood Christmas better than my adulthood Christmas? And it's like, it's really weird, but I definitely say my adulthood Christmas experience has been, it's been better, but also worse in a lot of ways. Like, I'm sad to say the same bullshit that made me hate it. Sorry. Oh, that was a close one. I didn't finish the sentence. It doesn't count. The same bullshit that gave me a negative opinion. Can I say that? It's still there. But just, you know, I'm an adult now, so it's just adult things. And it's a lot more stressful as an adult. A lot more stressful. But, like, honestly, like, and I said this to Brady. I said, you need to sit down. But, like, I'm excited for Christmas, like, every year. Because I'm excited for my kids. I'm excited for them to see what they got. I'm excited to see their faces light up. I'm excited to see if they like what I give, if I've given them, or if they hate what I've given them, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
I was reminiscing on our oldest daughter, which I can't remember which episode, one of these episodes I mentioned. I think it was the Christmas different legends or whatever, so the first of the month, about how our oldest is just such a sweetheart, a complete sweetheart. And I was reflecting on, I can't remember if it was two or three Christmases ago, but one of her cousins at the Christmas Eve party gave her an easel. And she, like, everyone was sitting in a circle at that point. It's a huge family affair. And she walked around the whole circle showing everyone her easel, pulled a chair to the middle of the circle, stood up and yelled, "Everyone, thank you for my Christmas present." And, like, it just warmed my heart and made me so happy that she loved it so much. She thanked, like, I don't think she understood, like, maybe in her little 3-year-old mind, that Christmas present was from everyone in the room and not just the one cousin that gave it to her. But, like, she was so thankful for it that she stood up and shouted, "Thank you." Like, that's what I'm excited for. I'm excited to see them. I'm excited when we're rewatching the Christmas movies. Just, like, their reaction to stuff, even the negative stuff of, in one of them, she screamed at me because she got a karaoke machine. It's a karaoke microphone that's Bluetooth, so it's like a new age karaoke machine. And she screamed at my, I was like, "Oh, it's your karaoke machine you wanted." And she's like, "No, it's not." And screamed at me. And I was like, "Oh, wow, that's not pleasant." But, like, I don't know why I'm bringing this up. She's fine with the rest of the gifts and she loves it now. But, like, I don't know. That's just my favorite part. It's just, like, my kids. Like, I love seeing how excited they get, how jazzed they get. Or, I mean, so, if that answers your question to both ends, is I think my kids have the better Christmas, and I think being an adult, Christmas is a lot better, at least for me.
Good.
I got really rambly. I'm sorry. Anything else you wanted to add that I probably steamrollered you? Oh, I'm so cold all of a sudden. Holy crap.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Anything?
Uh-uh. Ooh.
Light me a fire, Daddy. Jeez. Did you always have fires?
Yeah.
At your Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
We did when in our house before we remodeled, because we had a wood pellet stove. Is that what they're called?
Just wood burning stove,
a pellet stove, I don't know. One of the cute stoves, my mom loves them. She wanted it in our second house, but my dad said no, and she, like, brings it up to this day that she's, "I'm gonna knock out that wall and put my stove back in." But, how we didn't burn the shit out of ourselves as kids, beyond me. But
that's how we had it. It was just a big metal.
Yes! Those things are freaking scary as shit, and we get birds caught in ours all the time.
We never got birds, but it would literally, as soon as you would start a fire, it was like wherever you were at, it was like, okay, well, wherever you were at, you would be close enough to, like, sorry, what I mean is wherever you touched on it was always hot. So it was like, yes. If it had a fire in it, the whole thing was hot. Was hot.
Yes. Oh, man. Memories. Why did you drag them out of me? Anyway, so my half of the episode I wanted to talk about, ask the question is, maybe we should put a disclaimer on this one. Like, I definitely don't want kids listening, but where we're dealing with the magic of Christmas, I don't want to ruin a childhood, so please, no kids listening. But I wanted to talk about the new phenomenon that didn't exist until I was in high school? I don't know what year. Old enough. Mm-hmm. The Elf on the Shelf. My mom got our first Elf on the Shelf after, I think it's about the same time the movie Elf with Will Ferrell came out. Because our elf's name was Buddy. Buddy the Elf. And now she has an actual Buddy the Elf doll, so it's really confusing to be like, oh, where's Buddy the Elf? Well, which Buddy? And my sister calls him the OG Buddy, and I like that. Oh, gosh, I gotta yawn again. This sucks. My brain is so dead today. I am so tired. And I say that a lot, and I apologize. My question is, the elves on the shelf, do they enhance the Christmas season or do they take away? And I'm going to get into this. So this is going to be me ranting again and I'll let you chime in at some point. So I'm sorry, Brady, but and everyone listening who hates my voice. But so I, for a little bit of context, I hate the elf on the shelf. I always hated the elf on the shelf. When my mom had it with my siblings, I thought it was the creepiest effing thing ever. This must have came out when I was in high school, because after I heard the story of Annabelle, the, like, original haunted doll, if you don't know what we're talking about, we'll do an episode on it, but, you know, the Conjuring movies, Annabelle the Haunted Doll. Ever since I read that, I hated dolls. I had a minute where I, like, hated all dolls. So I think Buddy came out about the same time I read about Annabelle. And, I thought he was creepy. And I swore, I will not do this tradition. It is a pain in the ass and it's stupid and you don't need it to have a good Christmas. Because I didn't have it growing up, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, for our daughter's third birthday, my grandmother bought her one. Obviously, it wasn't from her. It was, you know, but that was like part of her birthday gift. So she gave it to me in November and said, this is part of her birthday gift for me. But and so I was almost obligated to do it because my grandma bought it for me. So I decided to like go into it. I have a book about, you know, conjuring different fairies and stuff. And in there, it talks about the house elves, the hobgoblins, were they called? I can't remember. We talked about them in the Christmas, the Old Magic of Christmas book that we did at the start of the month. Uh-huh. And in it, it talks about how those elves love cream and honey on bread. So I decided, like, well, if I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to, like, kind of teach my daughter about these supernatural things. So I, one night, said, hey, Do you want to catch an elf with me? And let's set out some honey on bread with cream. And so we set it out. I put the elf next to it like he drank it and, you know, whatever. And the damn minute my kid saw the freaking elf the next morning, I knew it was a tradition worth keeping because it was just the cutest thing and it was so special to me. And just the happiness on her face and excitement in her voice just melted my heart, my icy Grinch heart, and made me go, this is something I'm now looking forward to. And so for us, enhances the Christmas season. But then I look at other people And I wonder if we're getting too lax with it, because a couple examples. One, like, Brady has a cousin that... Okay, so back up. If you don't know what Elf on the Shelf is, where have you been? But it's just a little elf. He's Santa's scout elf, so he tells Santa if you're naughty or nice. He flies back to the North Pole every night, tells Santa what you've been up to, then flies back to the house, and you have to find him in a new position every morning, you know? He's a doll, but to the kids, he's real, right? He has rules, like, don't touch him or he'll lose his Christmas magic. And he's supposed to show up December 1st and leave December 24th. And people bend the rules. Like, ours comes out once we set up our Christmas decorations, and he leaves Christmas night rather than Christmas Eve night. Brady has a cousin, however, that has decided that in their tradition, Christmas Eve night, the last time, or Christmas Day night, I don't remember, but the last night the elf's there, she has enough Christmas magic that her daughters can hold the elf. Which to me, I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, I don't want this thing too close to the ground because I don't want my kids looking at it long enough to realize it's just a doll. You know? Then they came out with elf pets. Elf pets are a new thing. They're like elves, but they're magic. They fly to the North Pole with the elves, but they're special. And the kids can hold them because the kids' love is what gives them magic. So we have like a couple of those, and our daughter loves them, but I was worried that, again, they're going to realize they're just stuffed animals and not real living little Christmas spirits. And I'm kind of right on that. Like, one just sits in my daughter's, it's not left my daughter's bed since we got it, because it's her favorite. And she whips it around and throws it around like it's a stuffed animal, because it is a stuffed animal. But, so I don't know if it's like that special to her, as in I only get to see it once a year, or it's special because it's one of Santa's little helpers, you know? And then my last two things, my biggest like gripes, is lately I've been going to the store, and just at eye level, at kid level, there's the Elf on a Shelf and the elf pets just sitting out for God and everyone to see. Oh, and the products. I didn't even talk about the products, but the products, they're like, oh, we have elf cereal. You know, elf gingerbread houses, like the elf brand, like they decided we're making money, you know? So that just makes me worry that, like, don't you think a kid's going to see this and like kind of connect the piece? What really sold it for me was the elves just sitting out for sell, which I'm like, how do you sell them if they're hidden? I understand, but like, and they're in kind of a discreet box, but I'm just like, well, what's to stop a kid from opening that and then being like, there's an elf here for sale.
Yeah.
You have to buy an elf? Like, aren't they just supposed to come to your house and spy on you? It's almost like the Santa Claus 3, where Jack Frost is like, oh, if you want to be on the nice list, then you have to pay your way. That's kind of what it feels like, you know? And my last thing out of this 10-minute rant, I'm sorry, is that I was on Netflix the other day looking up some Christmas movies to watch with my kids. And they have Elf on the Shelf movies. And I haven't been on Netflix in many a moon. So the new thing is you hover over it too long and it starts to preview. And one previewed where the Elf on the Shelf box comes in. And they're like, look, it's our scout elf. It's our scout elf. It came in the mail or whatever. And I had to change it before the kids saw. But like, it was the box the elf came in. So I knew if they would have opened it, there'd be the elf sitting there all tied up in the box, little twisties or whatever, with the book. I don't know. I guess you could revert to, like, kids are dumb. I mean, I remember a time when I full-on opened, like, my mom brought in groceries. I thought I was being helpful to put groceries away, but I found some, like, do you remember the cassette book tapes? Like, you'd have a book and a cassette tape, and you'd put the cassette tape in your...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you'd read the book along. Mm-hmm. I found two of those, and I was so excited. And my mom's like, got mad at me. And I was like, what the heck? And then I got it for Christmas later that year. Don't remember if it was from her or Santa. But I never made the connection until I was much older, reflecting on that time. And I was like, oh, I stumbled upon early Christmas gifts. And that's why she got mad at me. You know? Like, so yeah. Maybe kids aren't... gonna put that two and two together, but I just kind of wonder, like, it came off like, this is enhancing Christmas, this is making magic and memories for my daughters, to now I'm like, well, are we doing, like, a little bit too much? Like, is it getting too greedy, and that's gonna expose it for what it is and not make it magic? And then also, this is one last minor note, but I'm like, I kind of wonder if my daughter, like, knows it's fake, you know, mm-hmm. our 5-6-year-old. Just because I hid our elf last year, I put it in our Christmas wreath outside looking in the door. And I thought it was a pretty clever spot. So I did it again this year. Didn't say anything. I guess the day before I said to Brady, hey, remind me to point it at the elf, point it at the window. And I said, remind me to do that again this year so I don't forget. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that's kind of a harder spot. And our daughter, like, immediately just walked over to the window and opened it. And I was like, how did you find him? And she's like, well, he hid there last year, so I knew. And so I'm like, shit, do you know he's fake, but you're like, trying to act, like, surprised just to favor me? Does she think it's real? Our 3-year-old definitely does, and I love that. So I kind of wonder if our daughter knows. Hmm. You know? Because she's also, as much as I went on this whole, oh, she's such a good girl, we don't need to use Krampus to scare her. After I said that, literally the day after we recorded that, she got sassy. She got so sassy with me. Mm-hmm. And so now I do feel like I need to bring in Krampus, because she's been a little butthead. But anyway, that's beside the point. And I'm rambling, I'm sorry. But yeah, and no matter how much I tell her, like, hey, Santa's watching, Santa's not going to bring anything, the elves are watching, you're really going to act like this in front of the elves, she just doesn't give a shit. She also has a friend that she keeps saying, like, oh, her mom doesn't believe in Santa. So I have tried to explain to her, like, oh, you know, there's kids out there that don't celebrate Christmas, but that's okay. Santa just doesn't visit them. But we celebrate Christmas, so Santa visits us, you know. Mm-hmm. She's excited to see him at your family's Christmas party. So I don't know if something happened where it's like her one friend told her and ruined it. But, yeah, I'm kind of wondering if she doesn't believe anymore. That's my rant. It's 15 minutes in. I'm so sorry. I'm so rambly tonight. Brady, what can you say about my question, my query?
I will agree with you. Before we had done the elf, just as people that were like, just, we were both super anti Elf on the Shelf. We're not like those people that are like, death to everybody that likes Elf on the Shelf, but we're just like, yeah, it's not for us. Like, we're not those people. And yeah, it was like stupid to us. Like, the whole idea was dumb. And I still tell people, because people are still, I still run into people that are like, I think Elf on a Shelf is stupid. And I just kind of go, you know what? I thought Elf on a Shelf was stupid. Much the way I thought Dora the Explorer was stupid. It's like, I'm like, this is stupid. Who actually talks to this shit? And then you watch it with a little kid. And the little kid is like, she's like, can you say abre? And you're like, who the hell would do that? But then you watch a little kid and the little kid's like, abre, you know? And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's real to them. Dora's really, like, talking to him.
Like, they freaking get it. And so I just remember being like, well, it doesn't make sense. It's dumb. Like, the whole idea is stupid. And then having a child, and it's like you said, like, you watch, we have this, the video of her, like, the first time she sees the elf, and she literally, like, she shaking. She
lit up, yeah.
She's, like, shaking. She's so excited. She's like, okay, we got him. We got, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, that's so cute. And I can't, like, from that point on, you're like, well, this is it. Like, we're Elf on a Shelf family now, because that was literally the cutest thing. And I think like it's kind of like that thing to me, at least. Like, maybe it's like when I was a kid and I knew Santa Claus was fake or wasn't real. As a kid, I don't remember how old I was, like 10, 11, 12, whatever. I remember thinking like, like I just wanted to believe so hard. So I just stayed believing. I was just like, nope, I'm going to keep believing. Like, he's like, even if he's fake, I'm going to believe, you know? And then later on, I was just kind of like, yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is. But I remember, like, just growing up, I was like, no, dude, I'm gonna keep this belief and whatever. And then as an adult, I'm like, you know, I'm not looking forward to the day when my kids don't believe in Santa Claus anymore or don't believe in anything, because I'm just like, I want them to have that magic, to have the mystery and the excitement, because it's kind of like talking to other people and you just kind of go like, it's like talking to other people about Bigfoot and all that stuff and aliens and whatever, and they're like, that's so stupid, the blah blah blah, and I'm like, dude, if we like know all the mysteries of the world, like, the world's boring.
Yeah.
Like, if literally everything's solved, the world sucks, you know? Like, there's got to be something in there that's exciting, that's, you know, not normal. So the longer I can keep my kids believing in it, then I'm going to try to. But if my kids are like, I'm done believing, this is stupid, whatever, I'm like, that's where I'm kind of debating now. I'm like, I don't want to be like the dad that's like, well, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, you don't get any presents.
You don't believe, you don't receive? That was my mom.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't believe? You don't believe, you don't receive. And I was like, Mom, I'm 9.
Like, don't, yeah, don't.
Like, I did feel like an asshole because we had this conversation on the way back from the dentist and I just had teeth pulled. And she's like, are you sure you don't believe? And I was like, I don't believe in Santa. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny. I don't believe in the Tooth Fairy. And then I was like, you fucking idiot. You just lost. You just got your teeth pulled. You're going to get money tonight. And I said, and I made up this. I'm like, did I say Tooth Fairy? I meant the Tooth Fairy. The ones that come and make your teeth yellow at the night. The Tooth Fairy. I dead ass did this. I was like, definitely believe in. But my mom didn't buy it. And she's like, well, here's your money. When we got home, just handed me like $3 or whatever, you know, cash. Like, here you go. But anyway, sorry. That's a core memory. I remember like where we were driving in her tone when she's like, are you sure you don't believe in? And like, I, right after that conversation, no, Polar Express came out when I was, like, in high school, right? I just remember it was, like, after I stopped believing, Polar Express came out, and that's when you don't believe, you don't receive was, like, huge everywhere, and my mom was that mom. You don't believe. And I did kind of pull that phrasing out for my daughter, if you don't believe, you don't receive, but it was more me just trying to explain to her, like, if they don't believe in Santa, he probably doesn't come to their house. You know, and it's probably just, they probably just give presents in the family. The parents give her presents, you know.
Yeah.
To her friend in school. And I tried to take the opportunity to be like, you know, there's kids out there that are Jewish and they don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate a different holiday called Hanukkah. And Santa doesn't bring them presents. And that's just fine because they, like, have their own thing. And Santa's not a part of it. Like, tried to explain to her that way. But I don't know. I'm with you. Like, it's not the end of the world if she doesn't believe in Santa. In fact, before we were married, talking to my buddy that I told you had to read the whole scriptures before he could open presents, they didn't celebrate Santa, and his family was all, like, wicked smart people. So I was like, I'm going to tell my kids, like, there's no such thing, and we celebrate for Christ and whatever. And I wanted to be that person, but you, upon marriage, were like, hell no, we're not that people. And I'm really glad that you talked me into it, because it's so fun. It's fun to have the excitement, like, at this year's family Christmas party when Santa came. He was singing Jingle Bells, and he walked right up to my daughter and started singing with her, and like that was awesome for her. And then like as he was leaving, she was so pumped that he was like even there, that he's like, hey, bye, you know, leaving. And she like stood up on her chair and was like just waving her little arm off furiously to say goodbye to him, you know, like. And same with the dumb elf, like she hasn't been, like last year I feel like he would do things and she would like laugh out loud and be like, he is so silly. But this year I feel like she's like, we got this elf stuffed in a tiny stocking right now. And I was like, I was chuckling, like, is that so funny? And she's just like, yeah. And like, didn't even give a shit. And I was like, like, did her friend ruin it for her? And if she did, like, I'm still going to make this season special for her.
And that's the shit that pisses me off. Like, not trying to be, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kid. Because I don't know if the mom was like, told her kid. Like, if I ever told my kid something that's supposed to be a secret from other kids, I would tell my kid, do not tell other kids this.
Yeah, that's what like, my buddy. Do not. Like, that's what my buddy, like his family knew, you know, but they were like, oh, don't tell other kids.
The kid that told you?
What? No, it's just, I was in massage school when I met this guy. I'll just say, Josh. You know, Josh. His family all knew, but the mom was like, don't tell the other kids because they want to believe and don't ruin their fun. And they never did blab. They never did blab to the other kids. So, anyway.
No, it's like, that stuff makes me mad. Because I'm like, that's the problem is like, you're going to tell your kid that. And I'm not trying to be like an asshole. Like, whatever. It is what it is. Like, you tell your kid stuff. That's just the way it is. But it's like, I don't know. I look at it and I go, you know what? I feel like if I told my 5-year-old right now, 6-year-old, if I told her right now, like, hey, just so you know, Santa Claus doesn't exist. Don't tell anybody.
She tells someone.
She would tell somebody. Like, that's just what kids do. Like, you can't trust kids not to do that shit.
Well, she hasn't told you what you got for Christmas, has she? Uh-uh. Because she is very known for, you cannot tell her shit, because she, Brady loves to say, I know you'll never cheat on me, because she would report to me. Because she tells Brady everything. I can't think of an example, but something happened and she tattled on me.
And she tells you everything too, like.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what we did the other day, did something. And I was just like, all right, don't tell mom. Like, it wasn't anything, like, no big deal. But then, like, she immediately is like, mom, we did this. And I'm like, what the heck?
Well, I'm also very adamant in our house that we don't keep secrets. We keep surprises. My dad's really pissed at me for this. I got into the whole talk with him. But I'm like, we don't keep secrets. We keep surprises because it makes her less of a target for sexual predators. What did I piss him off with? Oh, I think it was the anatomically correct parts. Because I was like, well, then if she ever gets molested, then, like, or she's less likely to get molested knowing her correct parts. But if she ever does, like, she'll be taken serious or whatever. But he's like, well, if she gets molested, it's already too late. So what's the point? I'm like, the point is to get the fucker behind bars at that point, you know? But anyway, I'm so rambly tonight. I am so sorry.
You're fine.
It's been a busy 2 days. Like, yesterday was busy and today was busy. Both the girls had their Christmas dance recitals. And I am so looking forward to not doing shit tomorrow. Like, yeah. I just have to pick up the daughter from school. And then I think we're going to try and go to the Asian market. I'm not sure yet. Maybe we won't. And that's fine if we don't. But it'll be fun if we do. But yeah. Like, all in all, I wish I could sleep in. But that's not something I get to do anymore. But
good land.
Yeah. So, anyway, are we getting, so back to the main point of my question, are we getting too commercialized? Do you think it's going to ruin it for kids to have it everywhere, to have the elf cereal and the elf, because I really do like the TikToks. I've found one TikTok where I guess a kid shot his elf, and so the dad, like, or the elf wrapped up the kid's entire bedroom in wrapping paper, like the bed, the pillows, everything, and then like wrote on the his mirror like, "Don't mess with Elf," and then left a note that said, "If you shoot me again, I'm gonna shit in your pillowcase and send all your presents back to China." That freaking killed me. Like, I love seeing like what everyone's elves get up to. Like, that's so fun for me. But yeah, just like, I was really pissed off by the elves in the store and that damn elf movie. And there's several elf movies, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I previewed one for 2 seconds and went, "Fuck you," because it was like, "Hey, Captain, were you watching over my mom last night? She gets home today." And then it shows a picture of a freaking army woman. And I was like, "Nope, nope, nope, nope." Nothing makes me cry faster than parents in the army. Because, good God, that would be so shitty. So shitty. I couldn't imagine. Like, I can't think about it because I'll cry. So,
yeah.
Take the floor.
No, I and it's hard because, like, it's kind of like you said, either our kid knows or she's not going to know. Like, it's hard to tell because I'll be just sitting here. Well, like, we went to Walmart the other day and they had all the Elf on the Shelf stuff out. And I was like, "Well," like, she was like showing me, she's like, "Look, it's like the stuff we have," and was like just showing me and all this stuff. And I was like, "Yep." Like, kind of waiting to see her reaction. And she was just like, "Isn't this so cool?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's cool." So then I'm like, yeah, it's like the same boat you are. Like, does she know? Or,
well, sorry, this just triggered something in me. I think what like kind of pissed me off a little bit was like, because the elves come in a discreet box where the flap closes over, but the pets don't. The pets are just displayed for God and everyone to see. And if these are supposed to be special creatures from the North Pole,
mm-hmm.
why are they in a box to be sold? Okay, sorry. I just had to add that in. Continue with your side of the story.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Is it, I was just like kind of looking at her like, "What do you think about this?" kind of thing. And she was just like, "Isn't this cool? Like, look at these." And I'm like, "Yep. Pretty awesome."
Yeah. I hope. Well, I don't want her to stop believing. I want to still have fun Christmases. But that being said, like, I would still, I feel like once I figured out, my mom just was like, "Hey, well, Christmas sucks for you now."
Yeah.
And I did get the fun opportunity to try and make the Christmas special for my siblings. So,
yeah, like, I kind of figure, like, if she ever comes out and's like, "Oh, I know, like, I know the secret and blah, blah, blah," then I'm like, "Okay, well, you're, I guess you're a helper now, you know?"
But unlike my mom, who said Christmas sucks for you now, I'm still going to try my damnedest to make it fun. I'm still going to include her. I mean, you know, maybe she can help hide the elf every once in a while, you know, like, I'm still gonna like, "Oh, you know, your presents are a secret," you know, like, whatever. I'm gonna try and make this, because I feel like my mom gave up on me once I figured out, and she just kind of focused on her three other kids, and so I feel like I'm gonna have to figure out what to do to make it special for, you know, my kids once they figure out, but I don't want to just, I'm not ready for them to not believe, especially because our oldest hasn't been as fun with the elf this year, but our youngest has been just so,
yeah, like, she's pumped.
She's pumped. And I love it because she's just, and she's the age that our oldest was when the elf first came. So,
well, and it's like, well, yeah, I'll wake up and be like, "Hey, where's the elf?" And she's like, "Come on."
Well, and that's what gets, I can't get our oldest out of bed if there was a fire. But that's what's gotten her out of bed this whole month, is I've been like, "Hey, let's go find the elves." And then she's like, somebody like, "Wake up, wake up." And she's like, "No, no, no." And, "Let's go find the elves." Okay. And like, she was more pumped about the first of the month. So I don't know what's changed in her. After she turned 6, she got sassy. And she's also, God damn it, Brady. Every fucking time. Every time near the end of the podcast, you do something on your video game. I just can't. You even offered to record it tonight, and I said, just do it. And you should have been. Our daughter was more pumped for the elves the start of the month. And now I don't know what's changed in her, but she almost seems like she can't show her excitement over them. And I don't know why, because I'll have a talk with her about it. Because I love seeing how excited she got. Like, you know, the start of the year, one elf was, like, kind of hidden a little better than the other. And she kind of laughed, and she's like, she's a tricky one. So, oh, I found a second elf. I didn't get into that story, but through happenstance, I definitely didn't buy it. I can honestly say I've never bought an elf on the shelf before, but we ended up finding a second elf, and I introduced it, and, you know, it was fun last year, but, yeah, start of the year, she found our second elf, and she was like, oh, she's a tricky one, she's a tricky trickster, and, like, so fun, you know, but then, yeah, I don't know what it's been just since she turned six. She's gotten sassy and seems to, like, I don't know, almost feel the need to conceal her excitement. I don't know if it's because of her friends at school, if this is a school thing, but...
Yeah, like, I don't know, because it's... Maybe it's a school thing, because it's like we were saying earlier, I bought her a hat for her birthday.
She wanted that hat so bad.
Yeah, I had Izuku Midoriya from... My Hero Academia, and she wanted it, like, as soon as she saw it in the store, but I'm like, no, I'm gonna buy this for her birthday, so I bought it for her birthday, and she, like, never wears it, and I was, like, talking to her one day, I'm like, hey, do you want to wear this, and she was just like, yeah, and, like, wore it for me in the car, but then, like, once we got out of the car, she was, like, she stopped wearing it, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna like make you, you know, wear this. But I'm like, I bought it for you because I thought you liked it. I wasn't.
And you asked for it.
Yeah, she asked for it. I'm like, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just like, I thought you really wanted this. Like, I don't want to. I didn't.
And then she told me, I like it, but I'm a little embarrassed to wear it. And you were like, are you kidding me? Like we're at that stage where she's embarrassed about. Things like that now?
I feel like that happened later. I didn't feel like that happened...
At six?
Yeah.
It happened when you're a teenager and you're embarrassed about your parents.
Yeah, I'm like, at least middle school.
Yeah.
But not hormones. School. Like, I don't know.
Maybe you should be the dad that, like, wears booty shorts to drop her off or something. Or, like, blasts his music or yells out the window, I love you! Just to embarrass her.
Yeah.
You've seen those dad on TikToks.
Yeah. Maybe when she gets older. Like, right now, it's like, well, she's kind of a shit, but she's also six, so it's like, well, how much...
And she still is very sweet. I know I, like, kind of shit on her this episode, saying she got super sassy, and she did. She's got an attitude problem. She mainly just, like, it comes when I'm like, hey, I've introduced chores last year when she turned five. Her chores are make your bed and clean up your toys. Not a lot of chores, but, you know... enough for a five-year-old. And I do feel kind of bad because her sister doesn't have as many, but she's three. So the attitude is coming. I'd be like, hey, make your bed. And she's like, no. And I'm like, you don't back sass me. And then she sasses me to the point where I'm like, kid, I would have got my ass beat if I talked like that to my mom.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to beat your ass because I don't want you to go through that, you know? But, like, all in all, she's still a really sweet girl. She's still kind to her brother and sister, kind to me and Brady, like, she's so kind. It's just this attitude.
Yeah, she
has. I don't know where it came from, but I need to smack it the hell out of her. That sounded bad. I'm not gonna. Anyway.
No, I get it because it's from me. I'm not gonna deny it because I have
authority problems.
Yeah, I have problems with authority, and I'm like, well, it is what it is. Like, I'm not trying to be a douche, but I'm like, I get it. I don't. There's no way to be like, oh, this is, you know, this is, it's okay. It's, but, like, I feel like mine didn't manifest till I was older, but.
Yeah, she's a little Sagittarius. She's never going to admit when she's wrong, and she's never going to apologize. So, All right, well, we've rambled and bored everyone for probably over an hour now. Yeah,
2 hours.
I should apologize for this episode, but we don't want to end it like Drawfee. Because they end every episode of their show by saying, sorry. You should watch Drawfee. They're pretty entertaining.
Okay.
Okay. I've been Amanda.
And I've been Brady.
Sorry for this episode.
And we love you.